Blog Talk Radio.
Don, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
But you're hearing me on your phone, not on... Hold on. I don't know if the radio, if it's coming through on the system. Testing. Okay, there we go. Hello. Listening. You're listening to the man's voice. Hello?
Hello? Hello, I'm here.
Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, seems I'm having a little bit of issue. But we'll get through. I got a lot of echo. Trying to figure out what's going on. I know what I can do. Okay. Can you hear me, Don?
Yes, I can.
Okay. It looks like just you and I at the moment.
I heard a female voice.
Yeah. That was a caller, but she's not there anymore. Okay, I think we have listeners on the line, so I think I can handle this. I'm going to turn some speakers down. Okay. All right, so Don. Hello?
Yes, David.
Okay, there you go. I
you
want
said
to
we had
start the show.
On? We have. Go ahead.
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You said we have listeners. Do we have listeners on the line?
We do. Yes.
Well, let's welcome them.
But they don't want to talk. I've already asked. They're like, no, we don't want to say nothing at the moment.
Okay, very good.
But here's the scenario. I know that Ron was on his way to Washington State. I don't know where Bruce is, and I don't know where Jeremiah is either, but we'll move it. We'll just keep moving along here. But I want to...
Where's Frank?
Huh?
Where's Frank?
Frank is MIA. Wait a minute. There's Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Welcome.
Brother Don,
welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am high on life, nothing else.
Oh,
great.
Wow. That's a good way to put it.
Great.
Great.
I had trouble logging on. Sorry, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. So did I. As a matter of fact, we have trouble with sound, but then that happens every once in a while. But, they did an update, and every time somebody does an update, it just goes heavy with the rest of us. But I want to ask you guys a question, and I want to ask you the question. Then I want to ask, when you answer, I want you to tell me why. On Thursday night, I – I had was going and I wrote a grant for a group of blind people who go to camp. I wrote a grant to the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves gave me the money, but I had to go to the Atlanta Braves game on the field to accept it. Of course, there was a reception before and all that. But then I was on the field, and I was on the field with all of the players. They took us down there in their dugout, and they came out, and they played. They brought us on the field, and at one point we all had to stand still with the players because they were playing the national anthem. And when they were playing the national anthem, what was going through my mind was, I should take a knee right now on national television. And because I do believe in Kaepernick's plight, I do believe, you know, that he was trying not to disrespect the flag or anything, but to bring light to something. And I thought so, but I was in one of the people that I was got the grant from. I was in their shirt, and I didn't want to. The reason I did not was because I didn't want to bring a lot of attention to this group, negative attention. That was the only reason. But if I wouldn't have had the shirt on, I might wouldn't have done that. And, Don, if you were standing next to me and I told you I was going to take a knee, you should do this with me. Would you have?
Wow. That's a heavy question, Dave.
It is.
Oh, man. I don't know, Dave. Oh, man. I'd have to pray about that, Dave. I don't know about that one, man.
We wouldn't have time for the prayer. You know, the stars bring the banner.
I know.
All I had to do
was
take it because I was surrounded with television cameras and press, and everybody was. I was surrounded because I was on there with, and I assumed they're all waiting for somebody to take a knee. That's why they were all standing there with their cameras on all of the players and everything. They were ready for anything that might have happened. So, if I would have. I would have been on national television doing that. So my question to you is, would you, if I told you I was about to take a knee, would you take a knee with me? Would you told me yes or no? And why?
That could have gone both ways, David, both ways. I mean, your personal conviction was at stake, and the company you were representing was at stake. I think my personal conviction would have won out. If you would have taken a knee, I would have taken a knee.
Okay, so we would have both had a lot of on the next day. You know, of course, you would have been all over the press, and you probably would have had the 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news.
And you would have probably, or maybe, come close to losing the grant too.
No, because they've already. In the reception, they've already gave it to me, so I got it.
Oh, case closed.
They could cancel the check on you.
Yeah, but
case closed.
Okay, so that's Don. Bruce, if you were standing next to me and I asked you to take a knee with me, would you have?
Absolutely. If you asked me to, or you just took a knee?
I would probably have told you what I was about to do.
Okay.
And ask you to do it with me.
No, absolutely not.
And why?
You're a compatriot. You're a friend. You believe in your convictions. I believe in mine. And you've heard me say this before. You're on the field with that scenario painted, not representing yourself. This isn't about you, David. This is about the blind children you're trying to help and the company or the organization that's representing that. It's not about you, whether your convictions are with Mr. Kaepernick or not. And that's why I would say no, not because I may agree or disagree with him, but I would also, even though I don't have to say it, I could chicken out, I will tell you I don't agree with it, with what he's doing now, because he did bring attention to the issue. And you know what I'm going to say next. Now tell me what you're going to do to be part of the solution. Part of the solution is not to be on your knee for the next 10 years doing only that. And if he says, oh, no, we're not doing only that, Okay, then why aren't we hearing about the other things that are part of the solution that, that helps solve your concern that puts you on your knee in the first place? That's why I would absolutely say no.
I think one of the things is we don't know what's going on because everything outside of that is not newsworthy. I'm sure, you know, I've seen a lot of pieces come about of what he's doing. That is not all he's done. He's gone around, he's talked to people, he's gone to schools, he's given money to other organizations to help fight this cause. So he's done all that, but the main media hasn't used it because that would help support his cause. And
well,
I think that
let me add this. And he's gotten a number of other people of all races, not just black, to kneel for a cause or the cause. Okay, that's fine. He then, in his group of professional football players that feel like he feels or wants to follow that avenue, they have to then figure out a way. They have a national audience that you and I and Don and the rest of us could only dream of. So he has that stage in one form or another, maybe not on TV that day. So he then has to figure, and the people that believe in what he's trying to do, to figure out a way to get that word out, because you're exactly right. The press isn't going to cover it. That doesn't fulfill their agenda. All they want to do is say, oh, look, he's still on his knee, and let's stir the pot some more. So it's up to Mr. Kaepernick and company, let's call it that, then to figure out a way to get that out. Because I'd like to know that. I don't know one probably iota or one-tenth of what he might be doing. And that not only would that help the cause he's trying to follow, but it would help him personally, because too many people then are seeing him as, oh, he's just sitting on his knee and he's crying. He makes all kinds of money and he's this and he's that. Maybe he's not that at all. But so he has to figure out a way to get his word out.
Well, I think he's done to an extent. Have you not seen the Time magazine, the way that everybody's boycotting now? The Time magazine is picking his Men of the Year. Nike has also done the same thing. So he's done enough to get the word out as much as he can without the press helping. And I'm not even saying it was because of Kaepernick that I was going to do it. It is because of the cause. It has nothing to do with who started it. It was because this cause is moving around even in major corporations and stuff. You know, some schools have where you can't wear Nike shoes, which I don't know if that's legal. But I mean, it's moved around to be very national or international. And I just saw where Nike has since the controversy ad, Nike's has gone up $6 billion over since that ad, since everybody's been protesting that ad. Nike has just been raking in the bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's done a lot to get the word out, because the people who are buying the shoes are obviously people who are buying Nike products are the people who actually believe in the cause. So
no,
I think
David
done a lot.
May I politely stop
you?
No, that's not getting the word out at all. That's advertising what he started doing to get noticed. I agree with that. And other people are getting rich or companies off of what he's trying to do. But I want to hear, maybe it's just me, I want to hear from him in some media or somehow get it out that if he's being a philanthropist, if he's helping other groups, if he's doing this, he's doing that, not just get on the cover of a Time magazine, which he may not have had anything to do with it other than they said, oh, we like what you're doing, we're going to put you on the cover of Time magazine. Is that okay? Well, of course he's going to say that's okay. But
You're not privileged to the media that is putting that out there, because you obviously, because I see it all the time. I've seen schools that he's gone into. I've seen other things that he's done to help people. But do you know who asked him to do that in the first place? Whose idea it was?
No, I don't.
It was a Caucasian soldier who told him that would be the best way to get the word out.
Why haven't we ever heard this?
I see it all the time.
I haven't heard anybody else talk about it. I don't doubt that you have, but that's
wait a
the
minute,
first
Don, do
I've
you
heard.
Know that? Don.
Uh-oh.
Does he not want to get in on this conversation?
yes, I hear you. Go ahead. Say that again, David.
Okay.
You dropped out on
Were you aware of where Colin Kaepernick got the idea to take the knee at the game?
Yeah, it was in protest to the injustice of
right, right.
People,
but who suggested
yeah.
that he do that?
Who did?
Who suggested it? Who suggested it to him?
I don't know.
See, David?
Pull it up on the internet, but I get all this stuff all the time, I guess, because I'm connected to a lot of news
yes,
media articles
yes,
about
yes,
that.
Yes, you are. Don and I represent
huh?
more of the norm out in the field, the residents of our United States, than you do. Based on what you're doing, yes, you probably get a lot more feedback, and yes, we could do some more homework on our own. But with all the busy lives and things as an excuse that may not be acceptable, we don't do that. So I'm looking to Mr. Kaepernick
you're blaming him for the news media not carrying his positive work.
I am for one reason, because if the news media isn't going to carry it, and God knows we know the news media doesn't carry a lot of positive work, it's not just his. We could cite to ad nauseum that they don't carry that kind of stuff. Yeah, I do blame him. He knows that it's not happening. So he's got to, if he wants to step this up and really make it be something worthwhile, yeah, then he's got to figure out a way to either convince the news media to do it or do it himself in some other way. Absolutely.
So you don't think the fact that people are supporting him and doing all this and buying Nike products and all that is not not being heard, or I don't know what you're saying. What did you want to say, Don? You jumped in.
Let me ask you a question, David.
Yes.
Did this happen yesterday, you said, or today?
What?
This
when
football
I, what
game.
You, what, oh, Thursday. Thursday night
Thursday.
At the Atlanta Braves. I think they were playing Philadelphia. On Thursday evening.
Okay. Highly televised Thursday night football. In retrospect, David.
Baseball. Pardon me?
Okay. Baseball game. In retrospect, David, do you have remorse that you did not take a knee?
Sort of. But I also knew that I didn't want to harm the brand of the organization I was accepting money for, because that's what would have come out of it.
Don,
that's exactly what I said.
Don, can I ask you a question? Do you think there's a difference or a designation between David's convictions agreeing with Mr. Kaepernick's or his concern, we won't call it fear, his concern that if I do this, They've been nice enough to give me these funds for a cause and an organization that wants to do something that I've asked them to do, and it's not about drawing attention to me and my beliefs. It's about, I guess maybe the word is thanking the Braves for doing that so I can apply this money to the blind school and what's good there. It's not about David. That's you don't see any of
but
that
you know,
at all.
Something you keep saying, Bruce, is that I agree with Kaepernick. It's not that I agree with him. I agree with the cause that he started, that the police are a little more aggressive in the African-American and Hispanic and Asian communities. I believe that because I see it firsthand. I was a police officer. I know that they are. I know that they have been for years and years and years. So I agree with it because I had the experience of being there. So it's not that it's not because of Kaepernick that I do it. It's that I agree with the cause because I do know it's real.
Well, and I don't doubt that there is some of that is absolutely real. I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay. So now that you know that, Don, do you change? You're going to stand back up? Or are you going down with me?
I'm a. You know what, David? Now that you brought this up, if I'm ever faced with that opportunity where the national spotlight is on me or my personal conviction is on display, I'm going to take the knee. I'm going to take the knee. And the thing is not for notoriety or money. It's just that I believe that I want them to follow me and say, well, what, Don, why did you take the knee? Then I may be able to voice my opinion. And,
if it was my foundation and it was just me, you would have heard about me the next day.
Yeah, but see, the media is not going to cover that like that.
And I would absolutely respect both of you taking the knee, and I would think you'd respect me for not.
Right.
Yes.
It'll be Don took a knee, Bruce didn't. So what? Let's get on with the game.
Move on. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just the way, you know, that's his right. Which is my right and his right, you know. And I think that's the issue with the whole problem. Everybody is taking the right of people to do it and turning it very negative. And I think that, to me, that's a part of the issue with this whole media blitz on not buying shoes and so on, because they're saying you don't have the right to do that because you're disrespecting the flag. It has nothing to do with the national anthem and the flag. It was the cause. And I kind of wish that we would have gone that way rather than the way we've gone.
Hey, David, can I change the subject and ask a question of you two?
Sure.
And then get our callers to call in and voice their opinion, too, because this is a very important topic. And I want some feedback because we're going to be dealing with that this week. This week we're going to probably be faced with the sentencing of Dr. Bill Cosby.
Oh, right.
My question is, should he be sentenced to 30 years in prison? Should he be sentenced at all? Or should he not be sentenced to any prison time? If so, why?
Okay, Bruce, what are your thoughts?
Well, Bill Cosby, like God knows how many others now, of every walk of life, of every job description, of every level of power, it's coming out like I think we've talked about this. This used to be kind of a insidious norm that was never talked about. And that abuse, although mostly men towards women, there was also women towards men. I've seen that part of it too, and that's just as ugly.
I've experienced it, actually.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. I've been on the sidelines of it and called it out, and I got myself in a world of hurt with that woman that in a very powerful position. Anyway, I think he should be punished, but 30 years at his age, I'd leave it up to the people to put their thinking caps back on and see what is really appropriate for what he did, how he reacted and embraced his guilt, all of that, and other factors, you know, because he's probably not going to be around another 30 years, would be my guess. But should he not have some kind of punishment? That's wrong, too, as is the case with so many others that have in Hollywood and high power places where they are more powerfully apt to take advantage of people below them or even next to them or awestruck. Even to the president of the United States and more than one presidency, as we know, several of them. So, yes, he should be punished, but I'm not so sure. The jury's out for me on whether a 30-year sentence in jail is the right sentence.
All right. If you ask me, I'm going to say this. I'm going to abstain from giving an answer only because I know that And I have an answer, but my answer is, if it was fair that everyone who is accused like he is, all of these people, if it was fair that they were all being given the same amount of time doing the same things, I would say yes. But I don't think it's fair that he would get 30 years. I don't think that it's fair that they're letting, for example, the young guy who raped the lady behind the counter, and the judge didn't want to send him because he thought he would ruin his life as a young teenager in jail. It just it wasn't appropriate for that, so he got 6 months. But the lady who voted because she was a felon and she didn't know she couldn't vote got 5 years in jail. So I think this disparity is wrong for certain ethnicities. So I think only if everyone who is being charged, and the rule was down that the book says that everyone is being charged. And so if Kavanaugh, that would mean that if this gentleman Kavanaugh, which now has tweaked the language to all young men do that, who hadn't done that when they were young like that. So we could say, well, Bill Cosby was young when he did it, or if he did it at all. So I don't know how you – I would say no, only because I know that 30 years is a way above and beyond what anyone else is going to get who can do the same thing. So yeah. I would say no.
No,
because my experience is that's the history of the way our government, our legal department in the United States works.
But it's, David, it's not only on race. It can be on gender. It can be on political belief, as we've all seen lately.
But we've been saying it's all against money, and this guy has tons of money, and it didn't work for him. But the young boy who got 6 months probation for raping the lady behind the thing when she and knocked her out, you know, that was money because
yeah.
he had lots of money. So it obviously has to be something if it's not money, because we have been saying all along, if you're rich, you don't go to jail. Well, he's rich, but they want to put him in jail.
But think of this, David. If everything was absolutely the same for there's no way we know all the circumstances for something as emotional and traumatic as let's stay on the subject of rape. Either way, man to woman, woman to man, rape. So if we're going to say you get 3 years for this level of rape and 5 years, I'm not making light of it, but it's basically a cookie-cutter approach. We can have a computer spit out the tag that says this is your sentence. Nobody's going to say that's really the right thing to do. We have to, although we're much, much less trusting in the people that are in those positions now, we have to trust the people in those positions to take all the facts and figures in, all the emotion, all the evidence, and give a verdict accordingly. I agree with you that there are some unfairness in it all. But to make it so cut and dry that a machine can dole out the sentence, I think that's wrong.
Well, at this day and time, that's all you're going to need. You got to turn it around somehow, because if you – so my question would be, these bishops and these priests who are all being defrocked and terminated from their jobs of religious service, so they're all 80 and something. Why haven't we seen them go to court? And do you think they should go to jail for 30 years too? Because they were molesting kids.
Well,
and
if it's proven that's what they've done, absolutely, they should be treated no different than
do you know that the New York diocese paid $24 million to five young men to keep quiet?
Yeah, and that
they paid
that $24
million. It came out a couple of days ago. They paid them $24 million 4 or 5 years ago to hush up. So
and it must be right. And the legislative body, I've been told, tell me if you've heard different, gentlemen, has put together a slush fund to help, negotiate themselves through sticky situations. That's not right either. Our money,
right.
Yours and mine, taxpayer money.
So we kind of lost the point, but the point is, yes, I think we do need a cookie cutter if you've done these things, because there are some countries where you lose your hand. If you rape, you get your head chopped off. And there was no yes or no, because they chopped off the head of a prince because he did some of these things. So I do think maybe going back to cookie cutters, computers spitting it out is the way we need to go to cure our – because – if you look at TV, these judges have become clowns. They just, you know, they're not doing law anymore. They're psychiatrists. They're social workers. They're telling you how to live your life. And they, our court system has become theatrics, not law anymore.
So I think we need
to tweak it back to law. And it might be that, yes, you did this, and this is the rule for that. That way you don't give them a chance to get around it. Either the judge is doing the way it says, or he's not a judge anymore. He or she is not a judge anymore.
Or we don't have the right judges in the right places, which has been a big problem in some cases, right?
True. And I agree with that.
Now, gentlemen, speaking of judge, we have a situation where a man is being nominated for a Supreme Court judge.
Yes.
That
yes.
is being nominated for a position for the rest of his life to set rules and law to affect you and I and everyone listening to this man's voice, being accused of something that happened 30 years ago. Bill Cosby was accused of something that happened 30 years ago. But he's facing prison time. And we're not even investigating a judge that we're planning on offering a job, an appointment. That's a double standard. I can't believe that. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rumor in the Bill Cosby piece about he was trying to buy Sony, you know, he wanted to be, you know, so and they were trying to stop him. I can see that happening.
My CBS.
I don't know if that's true.
NBC. Huh?
NBC. I thought
NBC.
It was Sony. NBC. Okay. But, you know, so he just didn't have the right people in his corner to protect him. These probably Kavanaugh now, he, of course, now it's, well, that was young. That was college. Boys do that in college. So that's the new thing that the Republican, it was a bunch of ladies who came out, Republicans who were for Kavanaugh. And that's their thing. And we understand
I
because
hey, David,
all
I didn't do that in college. I mean, I didn't do that in college. Did
I didn't either.
No, I didn't either, but
you,
he did. No,
you?
He did.
Well, there's three of us that I guess are escaped the guilt.
But I do know people in college that did do it. I mean,
well, sure.
You know, I did know that went on, yes. But it didn't go on just as men. Women were doing it too.
Yep.
Yeah, but here we got a man that we're talking about giving a life appointment to. Should there be an investigation?
Well,
of course,
Don, isn't
yes.
Should it be should there be activity, investigation, listening to her side of the story, all of the things wrapped together to make sure that indeed he is not guilty of this or he is guilty of it? Yes, I agree, but
yes.
You hear too many people saying, well, he may have done this, and of course he's a man, so he did do it, so he should never be appointed. Well, that's not giving him justice either. No justice for the justice. I mean, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I mean, they want to make him guilty before they even hear the words of Dr. Ford. And they also want, and Dr. Ford's attorney wants him to go first. Then he doesn't even know what to react to. He doesn't even know what the indictment is if he goes first. What kind of a screwy
they, you
way
know
of
what,
justice
Bruce? You're absolutely
that.
Right, Bruce. And that's my point.
Yes.
There should be an investigation. That's why it's called the Federal Bureau of Investigation, so we can get to the bottom of it. And the thing is, the FBI, they're saying that's not – 45 is saying that's not their job. Well, listen, that's why they're called the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. It should be investigated prior to us voting whether he should be able to obtain a seat like this. Because if we do not do it and he is put in that position, it's going to be for the rest of his term or his life – that he's going to be known as the Supreme Court justice that committed rape, because she's going to press charges, and it's just going to be a mockery. So we got some decisions to make. Bill Cosby, we got
but,
some
but
decisions
you know,
to make.
We have a precedent,
and
in
also with
Clarence Thomas. Clarence
right.
Thomas went through the same thing.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And
you heard
there was an investigation and everything, so. It's not,
you heard what he thought of the process. So
well, of
maybe
course.
He didn't feel it went well as well. In some way, shape, or form, in a legal, logical, progressive sense, they need to get an answer. Did he or did he not? Did she or did she not? And then you have to believe the outcome, because the rumblings you hear, doesn't matter if he gets in or not, we're going to hound this guy takes his last breath. That's not right either. The Dr. Ford and this situation, and maybe Judge Kavanaugh with the president, this is becoming a struggle of the Supreme Court to see which way it's going to slant. It's almost like these are two pawns on a chessboard, and their names don't matter. That's what it's become on the legislative scene, and I'm sick of that. That's just, isn't that pretty typical of what's been happening on so many fronts?
Yep.
It is. It is. But keep in mind now, we're talking about a person that's going to be sitting law for the rest of our life.
Absolutely. So
that's not an entertainer. That's not an entertainer that's going to be locked up behind some bars.
You don't skirt the question, or you don't push the answer aside and not worry about getting it. And you also work hard to make sure she is telling the truth and not being manipulated by someone or something or some group. So absolutely, you and I don't know which way it's going to go. It should go the way of the truth. That's the way it should go.
It should. And you know what? It's going to be a mockery if she's not allowed to speak and tell the truth.
Oh, she'll be allowed. She'll be allowed.
The women vote is so powerful, and it's going to be a bad move if she's not able to talk on Thursday.
If she doesn't talk on Thursday, I don't think it's because they don't want her to. It'll just be another delay, and let's get on with it. Let's tell us what you know, what you think, what you feel, what happened from your perspective. She should be absolutely be heard, and then he can respond to that, and then they come investigate some more if they're not sure, or come to a conclusion and move on.
Okay,
well, I have a question.
Now, who's going to ask the questions?
I think you and I should, Don.
I think you and I would be much better than those congressmen.
Yeah, we have no agenda.
People.
We're there to ask questions, to get to the real truth. I know, yeah, it sounds funny, but you and I would go in with no agenda. Which one's telling the truth here?
That's right. That's right.
That's my agenda.
Well, you think it should be national? We should all see it on TV and vote?
We saw Clarence Thomas and Anita on TV, didn't we?
Well, no.
Yes.
I mean, did you hear the last part of David and make it a national vote? What for popularity? We'd have people out there stacking the vote, David. We'd never get a true answer one way or the other. Oh, quick, get out there and tell all your people to vote. Jeez, oh, Pete. We've got to leave it up to the judicial system
But why don't we have a vote when these are the people framing our lives? I think we should have a vote.
Because we
should be part of who goes on the Supreme Court. I think we should. Right now it's the president. And I tried to do some research on this, but maybe you guys can help me. How do you get rid of a Supreme Court judge? There has to be a way. I mean,
there's
a way.
There's only one way.
They die.
Impeachment.
How do you?
Impeachment. That's all. The only way. Because it's a life.
So like the president.
It's a life job. But I think if you look it up, I think Supreme Court justices can be impeached. Kind of like, I don't know if it's exactly like the president, but can be impeached.
For what?
By the Congress or the Senate?
I don't know all the nuances of who does that, but I've heard that and I've read that more than once. I don't know all the details. I'll admit to
that. Well, let me ask this. In this case, how come the FBI is not allowed to investigate these allegations prior to us making a judgment?
You choked him on that one there, Don.
Oh, you asking me, Don?
America's choking. America's choking on that.
Oh, don't make me America. I'm big, but I'm not that big.
Wow.
What you're bringing up, Don, and it's these wrinkles are on both sides, is the illogical way that this is all coming about because of the political melee that's happening around this. If you could kind of shut all those people out of the room and just have justice run its course, we wouldn't have half the problems we're having. And even keep the press out of it for right now. Just let it be a pure judged investigation, other than all this circus that's going on around it, because people posture for the circus, don't they?
Okay, who would investigate?
Well, we'd have to get, I don't know if I make up a committee, but a group of people, a group of judges, not legislators. Legislators, I guess, could give these judges or whoever's going to question the two of them questions, just like maybe you and I, and maybe that's the way the public gets involved, is the public has some questions they'd like to ask, and then those people, with hopefully much less of an agenda, not a legislative angle, Republican or Democrat, ask those questions, and they do the interview. And then they give their results to whomever they need to make an appropriate, maybe they make a recommendation and then an appropriate judgment. But to keep the circus out of it, that's been a huge problem with so many things lately.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there's going to be personal agendas, but I'm going to go back to the original question. David, can you open up the lines and see what we can get some questions from?
Every time we say open up the lines, like 10 people drop off. Right?
Is that right?
Uh-oh, we're going to call on us. Come on, people, talk to us.
I know.
I want to talk to you.
But, you know, see, they can mute themselves. Most of them are muted. They don't want to say nothing.
David, what if I tell them you'll take them out to dinner if they're in the Atlanta area? Should I say
then,
that?
Then when you send me your credit card, that will happen.
No. You already got me on the introduction. B-R-U-C-E, all in caps. No. You don't get my credit card.
But we only got like 15 minutes left of the show. We spent 45 minutes on this first talk, so I'm going to change it just a little bit, and I want to go to Bruce. Bruce, what's wrong with the state? Do you know that in Michigan, there was, right before Mother's Day, there was a mother who was arrested for taking her daughter's cell phone away and put in jail on a misdemeanor of a theft charge?
Yeah.
Okay, so... And what really happened was the daughter did something in school, so the mother took the daughter's phone away. But the husband, who they were separated, so the husband bought the cell phone to the daughter for Christmas. So the husband, the daughter complained to the father that the mother took the cell phone away. So the husband went to the police and said that she stole the cell phone because it was his that he gave her, and she took it away and won't return it. So they went and arrested the mother and put her in jail, and she was in jail until she, for a $2,000 bond, and she finally posted the $200 to get out. But isn't that like over the top crazy?
Oh, you think? Just a bit. I don't care. I'm an experienced person of divorce. I'm not afraid to admit I don't like it, but I'm not afraid to admit it. So. I'm less perfect than all those married people right now, I guess. But to use your daughter and an instrument to go and then give your ex, as much as you may hate her gut, to give her some kind of a police record over that, stop and think of what you're doing. This isn't about the daughter and the phone. It's about the two of them trying to get at each other any way they can. Now, I can tell you, in my case, when our kids are involved, there's none of that. Absolutely. And otherwise, we don't make contact. But when it comes to our kids and they need our help, we are together like a married couple, an old married couple. And this business of using the kids as pawns to get even, grow up and be adults.
But
please.
But
please.
I can't believe the police department actually went and arrested her and took her to jail and put her in jail.
You're a policeman.
Yeah.
If they file certain things and she has done it, don't they have to follow through?
Okay, if he went to file charges, it has to go to the sergeant or the camp, who's ever on duty, the duty officer, who has to sign for it. But it has to go to for it to be a warrant. It has to go to the judge to issue the warrant to arrest her. They can't just go arrest her. It had to go back to a judge to say, yeah, this is a crime, go arrest her.
So if you were the intervening police officer, David, what would you have done to defuse this? Tell me.
I would have said, this is a civil action. This is not criminal. You need to go to civil court, because I don't think she didn't really steal it. The crime is theft.
Wait a minute. Is that your answer? You wouldn't say, look, you two, I know you hate each other's guts, and isn't this kind of something that really doesn't need to happen? I mean, aren't police allowed to talk like that to diffuse the situation?
Okay. Some police talk like that, but police are not social workers. I think police should follow the law and not get involved in all that kind of thing. I think if the law says, you know, yes, you would arrest them if I got a warrant. So it was up to the court, not the police officer, to make that charge or that arrest, because the police already suffer enough with, you know, already doing things crazy. So I think police officers should follow the law. And if the law was, when he took the report, take it back to the station, it goes to the district attorney. If they sign off on it, they're going to charge her, then yes, he goes and then arrests.
Well, why didn't someone, before it became a legal thing in the court, then say what you said about this is in the wrong judicial parking lot? You need to go over here.
Well, they might have. You know, he could have sent it back to the district attorney, who said it's, you know, they classified it as theft rather than the civil court. So, you know, the system is, I just said, judges and stuff, and our legal system is really kind of screwed up right now. But I don't see it as theft, because she didn't steal it. She took it from her daughter, who messed up in school. And, you know, we need to quit protecting our kids through all this stuff. Because, you know, I've seen this before, where the parents get in trouble. But the bottom line was, the whole thing was, the daughter screwed up in school and the parent was
not my daughter. Not my daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard the latest, Don, about instead of helicopter parents, now they have lawnmower parents? Have you heard of that?
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
What's that?
Ride
by parents?
No. This is great. Now it's power lawnmower parents. They mow down all the obstacles in front of their kids. Oh, isn't that wonderful? So now they're going to even be less likely to deal with the real world when they get out there. And they have to cut the lawn themselves because it's a mile high and no one's there to help them. Jeez, oh, Ginny. Oh, yeah, lawnmower parents now.
Yep. Never heard of that.
Yep.
I heard
that this week. Yep. Heaven help.
Wow.
I just got a text from Ron showing pictures of where he's at. He's in Washington State. He just landed, and it's nice and cloudy and sunny there, so he's teasing us by sending me texts talking about
Wait a minute. How can it be nice and cloudy and sunny?
That's possible.
It is?
It's a blue sky, lots of sun with clouds in it. Not a lot of clouds.
Okay, I'm an engineer. You got to lay
Michigan,
it all out.
Not Michigan clouds. Not Michigan clouds. These are West Coast clouds.
How about you, Don? What's a Miami cloudy day? Less The sun's not as bright. Is that what a cloudy day is in Miami?
It's a beautiful day today.
Yes, 80 degrees outside. My head hurts.
I spent the day looking out over the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, my God.
Wait till all your plants shrivel up and die and you're praying for rain. Don't call me.
Well, they won't be playing for
you. You wait till the snow hits next month, and then you call me.
All right. It's my move now. You wait until water becomes a precious commodity, more precious than gold, and we, Michigan, and the states around the Great Lakes are the czars of the world. You just wait.
Well, no problem. I'll send you some bottled water.
Yeah, you do.
Betty got it from Flint.
You got it from Flint.
I'll send you some bottled water, Bruce.
Gee, thanks.
And you know what? I'm laughing, but it hurts to even laugh.
And I'll send you some sunshine.
Wow. Okay, you guys. well, you know, I think let's talk about money. Things are getting ready to go sky high in terms of fruits and vegetables because the first aid checks have gone out to farmers who are now screwed up by not having anybody to pick their crops or do all the things that farmers hire people to do. And so now the United States is sending them aid checks, but the farmers are saying the checks are not enough. It's not enough to take the loss. So guess what's going to happen? All fruits and vegetables and everything that the farmers raise are about to jump double pricing.
Terrific.
Especially, you know, in Michigan, I didn't know, most people don't know, but I know I didn't know that cherries are Michigan product, that most of McDonald's eggs comes from Michigan. But all those things are going to...
Wait a minute. So hold it. You went from cherries to eggs. Where's the connection there? You lost me.
No. I was just saying that in Michigan, cherries, the farmers there can't, there's a lot of crops. Corn comes from there.
Yes.
Sugar beets, which I didn't know.
Yes.
But sugar beets, all that stuff is going to go double.
We're going to get
there,
double for the same price? Is that what you're saying?
No. You're going to get the same thing, but double the price.
Oh, I see.
And the farmers are going to have to pay that money back, too, and that's what's so wrong.
The aid checks are loans?
Yes, they are.
Whoa. Wow. Then everything is going to go sky high now. We'll be able to afford to buy vegetables. Everybody's going to have their own little gardens in their yard from now on.
Your victory garden will take on a whole new meaning.
That's so true.
And those.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
we got five minutes to go, guys.
I was just going to say there was that concept in downtown Detroit, which I thought was a very good one, actually, where they took down a lot of the old homes. They were going to do urban farming. Just as a stopgap to make the land useful, people could be involved in it. Companies could be involved. They could grow corn, vegetables, whatever, actual urban farming, sell it, and then the land's ready to be used for development someday if it needs to because it's not tied up in something else. I thought in other words, a huge version of a neighborhood garden. I thought that was an excellent idea, but I don't think it's gone anywhere.
Well, Bruce, you know, I was in Flint, Michigan 2 or 3 weeks ago, and one of the malls in Flint has been purchased, and I noticed the fence around it, and I said, what are they going to do there? Well, they're going to be farming there, Don. Well, what are they going to be growing? Marijuana.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's a plant, you know. It's a big business now.
Oh, it sure is in Michigan. You betcha, it is everywhere. And if you get the processing and the growing, you better hold your nose, young man. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, you know, the stock market. There's a lot of buzz in the stock market. This is a market that everyone should start buying stock in is marijuana, because it's going to come legal across the United States and people are going to start buying it, that you should buy stock in that industry. It's a big buzz right now to start investing your dollars there. So
yes.
I can see it's going to be growing, because right now Colorado, I think, has the major market for it, and I know that a lot of people are buying stock in the market from Colorado. So, but if it's going to move across the United States, you have to listen to the stock market, who's saying that's where the next big boom of getting people rich is going to come from.
Doesn't mean you have to invest in it.
Well, if you want to make money, you do. Because
remember,
if it's legal,
those personal principles, David.
Well, wait a minute. Once it becomes legal, it's not a personal principle.
It sure
it's
can still be.
Because it's
it
illegal.
Still can be.
Huh?
Absolutely. You don't go out and get drunk just because liquor's legal, do you?
No, but marijuana is supposed to be medicinal. It's supposed to
be
something to help you.
I wholeheartedly agree with the medicine side, the municipal side. But it's the recreational is going to be right behind it. It is in Michigan and a lot of states, I think.
Here it is. We made a law. We made a law, and now we're trying to figure out how to legislate the law. Isn't that
That's
crazy?
Right. You're going, oh, crap, what did we start here?
Oh, wow. But, okay, well, one last thing before we leave. They have been trying. They figured out that the octopus is closely related to us mentally, because they've been experimenting with drugs with the octopus. So what they did was take this drug called ecstasy and put it in the water with the octopus. The scientists in I think it was Yale University or something. Anyway, they were just trying to see what would happen. Well, they put one octopus in a cage, which they usually put them in cages. But the ones that they gave the ecstasy to were out running. But the one in the cages, once they gave them the ecstasy, they said ecstasy is like a love potion that makes you very seriously in love and everything. Well, all the octopus went and start trying to get into the cages and were loving and biting on the cages and stuff to get to the octopuses that were in the cages, which they say never happened before. Anyway,
David,
with that little tidbit,
what? David, you know all those what? News bits and pieces you get, you should have ignored that one.
Well, no, what I was trying to say was, we're, you know, sometimes we're not far off, you know. We're
oh, yeah. Well,
never
I'm
mind.
I'm not a cannibal, and I do eat calamari. I'm sorry. How about you, Don?
Okay.
Do you like calamari?
I like calamari, but I don't know how
yeah.
we got this far.
All right, guys, it is
10 seconds.
Got 10 seconds. We will see you or talk to you again next week.
Same station next week.
Yes, but we want everybody to talk. Quit calling in and not wanting to say nothing.
Well, don't
we
say
need to
that.
Talk to
don't say that, and I'll stay on. See you, Don.
See ya.
See ya, David. Have a good week, guys.
Bye. You too.
Thousands of lives were lost to Hurricane Florence.